Getting out the vote. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's the last week of the campaign, and the analysts are watching the end game.
With such a short period before Election Day, it really is all about turning out your voters.
Turning out your voters. Because while both parties run what they call get out the vote drives, they're only interested in getting out their own voters. Each party would be perfectly happy if the other party's voters didn't show up. Not that they're against a healthy democracy. It's just that elections are zero sum. You either win or you lose. And while it's fine to say every citizen should vote as part of his civic duty, no party ever runs an ad saying that. What they do is go through the list of voters who haven't sent in their ballots yet, and then they call up only those voters who they think will vote for their candidates. Dave, how do they know that? Well, they check how each local precinct has voted in the past. And if you were doorbelled, they kept a record of what you said. And if you sounded like a firm vote for their side, in mail-in districts, you'll probably get a call every day until you vote. And yes, this can get annoying. And it's why a lot of people don't vote. They don't want to be bothered. And it's true. If you just stop voting, over time, the computer will label you as a dud and the parties will stop calling. Many of the polling organizations will take you off their list, too, because they usually want likely voters and you'd be a waste of their time. In fact, if enough people got fed up with this whole process in a few generations, we'd be down to maybe a few thousand diehard voters, and the various interest groups could just bribe them directly, and you wouldn't need all those campaign ads anymore. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.